This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So Arsene Wenger has revealed that he was offered to take over from Sir Alex Ferguson when Ferguson was going to retire in 2002. What could have been, I suppose? I guess we'll just kind of jump in. How would it have changed both managers' legacies had this happened? What a question that is.
Exactly.
Sorry.
It would have changed everything entirely. I think Ferguson, I think, is quite rightly remembered as a coach who, you know, not only accomplished everything in the game and, you know, turned Manchester United into the club it is today, but he was also a great coach at building squads and then rebuilding squads and rebuilding squads. And looking back on it now, it's bizarre that he was going to retire in 2002, because he arguably accomplished more after that than he did beforehand, perhaps. Especially the squad he built, you know, with Rooney and Wayne Rooney and Ronaldo and, you know, Aguero. Yeah, exactly. I almost said Aguero there. and obviously the Champions League win as well. So I think at least, you know, it's a huge chunk of Ferguson's legacy, the way that he stayed on and he rebuilt that squad and won more titles and things. And, I mean, in terms of Wenger, I'm not entirely sure how much of a success Wenger would have been in that Man United team, if I'm honest with you, but...
Yeah, I think the Wenger side of it is the hypothetical one. I mean, if Ferguson, as Stefan says, if Ferguson had left in 2002, which, as Stefan said, you know, would have been ridiculous considering he had another 11 years and won a Champions League and countless Premier League titles and everything. But with Wenger going to Manchester United, it may have stopped these kind of years of decline that he's had the last 5 years, but not because I think he would have been more successful, but because I think Man United would have cut the ties with him before now. If this decline had happened at Manchester United,
well, yeah.
Exactly. You know, Arsene Wenger has only survived at Arsenal this long because of the loyalty he built up over the last, you know, the first kind of 10 years of his reign there were very successful. So because of that first 10 years, he's earned himself a bit of leeway. Now you could argue whether that leeway should have run out by now, but that's why he's still at Arsenal. And he wouldn't have had that at Manchester United. You know, if he'd had 3 years without a trophy, Manchester United would have sacked him. So in a strange way, that might have actually preserved his Arsenal legacy better. I know this sounds ridiculous because obviously he'd be leaving Arsenal to go to Manchester United, but he would have been remembered as the guy who completely changed Arsenal, won a couple league titles and then moved on. Is that better or worse than what he's got at the moment? Well, that's open for debate.
Well, it's kind of another hypothetical then. Would Wenger have been a better kind of succession plan to Ferguson than Moyes would have been?
No.
Anything would have been better than Moyes.
No, of course not. Because the task that David Moyes had at Man United when he took over was to rebuild a squad. And Arsene Wenger can't build football squads.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
No, he's not. I'm sorry. He hasn't.
He did it in the late 90s.
Yeah, but he inherited a defence. And since that defence retired, he hasn't been able to build a defence off that. And he's tried numerous times, and that's where he stands apart from Ferguson. Ferguson could rebuild squads time and time again. The biggest problem with Arsene Wenger, in my opinion, is that he can't build a complete squad. And then there's also the coaching aspect too, and tactics and individual games. But overall, I don't think he's actually ever built a squad that's worthy of winning a Premier League title in the last maybe 10 years or so. So to plop Wenger in that squad that David Moyes inherited, and a huge amount of money and resources that had to go into rebuilding that squad, if you put Arsene Wenger on top of that, I don't think it makes any difference.
You need to take yourself back to 2002 though. When in 2002,
no, we're not talking about 2002. We're talking about when Wenger came.
Well, is that the question? You know, would Wenger in 2013 have been a better succession?
I would say so. 2013, yeah. I know it's going to ruin your kind of
right, okay.
Where you're going with that.
But well, I still say he's better than Moyes. Anyone would have been better
really?
Than Moyes. But going back to Stefan's point about Wenger building a team, yes, okay, fair point about the defence, but Wenger's Arsenal team at their best weren't renowned for their defence. They were renowned for their fantastic attack, which were completely built by Arsene Wenger. In fact, the most central part of that, Thierry Henry, he was converted from a winger into a striker by Wenger. So that was a tactical foresight from Wenger. So he did build one excellent team, and that's the one thing with Wenger's, you know, in the way that Ferguson kind of built three excellent teams over the course of his time at Manchester United, Wenger didn't do that. But he did build one team, and I know you're saying in 2013 would he have been a better option than Moyes, but if we're talking about the story being in 2002, what a splash that would have been. I mean, it was Ferguson and Wenger were the two best coaches in the world, and Manchester United planned to get the other guy to replace Ferguson. I mean, that they couldn't have got a better man at that time.
No, definitely. I mean, I think the other thing as well is, do you think the way Wenger was for years when the Emirates was being built, and obviously they didn't have as much money, do you think he would have maybe been a different manager at Man United during those years, where he maybe didn't spend as much money at Arsenal? Or do you think he would have been significantly different, or do you think he would have just been exactly the same as he was during those years? I mean, in between 2002 and now. Yeah.
No, I think, well, that's the one thing I think he maybe would have been able to inherit from Ferguson, or he would have been an appropriate successor to Ferguson, is the fact that, you know, Man United are this capitalist behemoth, if you want to call them that. You know,
you just have.
They are like the embodiment of like the Premier League's modern era, in my opinion. You know,
they've got noodle partners, essentially.
Well, exactly. Yeah, official tyre partners or whatever. I mean, that's Chelsea, I don't know. But yeah, they are this huge money-making machine. And, you know, Mourinho might be on course to fix that now. But I think the biggest difference, the thing was that for so long, as they were becoming this, they had this like benevolent dictator in Alex Ferguson, who every so often would grab them around the neck, like, no, we're not doing that. We're doing it this way. I'm still in charge to an extent. And I think one aspect of Wenger as a, you know, if you want to, because he's more than a football coach at Arsenal, isn't he? He's almost like a sporting director or director of football or something. If he'd taken over for Ferguson at that time, I think that would have been that's the one aspect of both of them I think they both have in common. And I think he would have similarly came in and said, right, we're not focused enough on the football, we're spending too much stupid money on silly players. And I think that's one part that, you know, he would have fitted in quite well behind Ferguson.
Yeah, I mean, you have to separate Manchester United a little bit from the club they are now to the club they were under Ferguson. And obviously now Manchester United are basically breaking the transfer record every summer. The Angel Di Maria, Juan Mata, Paul Pogba, massive signings. Now, I'm not saying Manchester United didn't spend money under Ferguson, but it's, you know, you need to remember that the Glazers for a time had quite a tight hold on Manchester United. They weren't spending the money that Real Madrid were. That's how, you know, Ronaldo went to Real Madrid. Manchester United couldn't compete with that. So in a sense, it's not really saying that Wenger, if he'd gone to Manchester United, would have spent loads and loads of cash, because Ferguson wasn't doing that when he was at Manchester United. So there is a little bit of a comparison there between the two.
I mean, you've briefly both touched on it. Do you think he would have suffered the same decline had he went to, that he has? Well, first of all, he obviously has suffered a decline because it maybe has outstayed his welcome at Arsenal. Would the same thing have happened at Man United if he'd been given the chance? Because I know you guys maybe think he might not have been there too long, but how things have kind of like fleshed themselves out. Do you think he would have suffered the same decline?
That's obviously all guesswork, yeah, and hypothetical, yeah. But I think he would have been forced quicker to change his ways. And I mean, Wenger still hasn't changed his ways at Arsenal. We're seeing the same mistake.
Is that because he doesn't have to, essentially?
Yeah, exactly. He's got complete control at Arsenal. There's no real sense for it at boardroom level that Wenger's job is in any danger, which is ridiculous when you look at the protests around the club. But not once have we heard that Arsenal are going to sack Arsene Wenger or let his contract run out. At Manchester United, it would have been different. We've seen in the post-Fergie years, they've gone through David Moyes and then Louis van Gaal and now Mourinho. So Ferguson was an anomaly in that, you know, it wasn't that Manchester United weren't a sacking club, it was just they never needed to sack Sir Alex Ferguson.
They almost sacked him, of course.
Exactly. So it wasn't this, it was more Ferguson's identity that made Manchester United like that rather than Manchester United themselves. So if Man United had a few years like Arsenal have had, he'd been given the chop.
Yeah, I feel like I've been bashing Wenger this entire episode, so I'm going to perhaps be kind to him here and suggest that, like, just to echo almost what Graham was saying, you know, if he had taken a job at Man United, he would have been walking into an entirely different atmosphere. This might not, Arsenal fans might not appreciate this, but I think historically there's been a stronger essence of expectation and pressure at Man United than there has been at Arsenal, at least especially just before Arsene Wenger showed up, perhaps, and Ferguson. So if he was to take over from Alex Ferguson, there would have been that pressure, and that pressure would have, and I like to think, pushed him on to, like you say, come out of his comfort zone, maybe finally hire a defensive coach, accept he has to make transfers, things like that, that, as we've seen in the last 10 years at Arsenal, he hasn't done.
Or he might have just, you know, signed loads of unknown French teenagers like he did at Arsenal.
Classic. I mean, let's move away from that kind of hypothetical element a wee bit. It's obviously unlikely that Wenger would have replaced Ferguson. Is his problem at Arsenal now that he's just stayed too long, simply?
Yeah, that's absolutely his problem. There's been two opportunities for Wenger to kind of step aside and preserve his legacy a little bit. The first time when there was that massive trophy drought that they had, and then they finally won the FA Cup, that was a time to step aside. I've left with a trophy. Last season was a point as well. That should have been the point at which he stood aside. They'd missed out on Champions League qualification, but again, won the last game of the season against Chelsea in the FA Cup final. He could have stepped aside and said, well, I think we all recognise this is the time for me to go, but I've delivered you a trophy. And yet he's so unbelievably stubborn. And this season, again, I should stop being fooled by Arsene Wenger, because I actually thought over the summer this might be different. He signed Alexander Lacazette, so there was an acceptance there. They needed a number nine to score goals. Kolasinac as well was a good signing too. So both players they brought in, I thought, were going to change the kind of mentality at Arsenal. And on the basis of the start of the season, they're exactly the same club. I mean, I'm as much of a fool as he is. I keep thinking he's going to change, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the perhaps the saddest things about Wenger's legacy will be that he existed in a period of time where he was, you know, in the shadow of Alex Ferguson. And, you know, he never reached the heights of Alex Ferguson in terms of the amount of trophies he won. And sure, they had that invincible season, which will always go down in Premier League history. But as such, everything that Arsene Wenger has done in English football has always been compared to what Alex Ferguson did. And in this regard, this is another example. Even going back to the topic of the show, what if Alex Ferguson had retired in 2002? That's a coach who himself, you know, he was himself his strongest critic. And at that point in his career, he thought he was no longer able to coach Man United to the highest level. So he said himself, rather than any pressure from the board or from the fans, I might have to step aside here. And he didn't, and he proved himself wrong, and obviously any of his doubters. That's exactly where he and Arsene Wenger have differed. And I think that's going to be the focal point when we look back in history, is the difference between the two coaches.
Self-awareness, would you say? Is
that... Well, yeah, exactly. As Graeme said, you know, he's perhaps arrogant. I don't know if arrogance is the word, but where Ferguson throughout his career said, okay, if I'm not good enough, I'll step aside, Arsene Wenger never did that. And I think that's perhaps the strongest contrast between the two.
Well, it's obviously not very controversial to say that they had a nightmare transfer window, Arsenal. Like, I mean, ridiculous, you could even describe it as. He being Arsene Wenger, has come out in a paper interview recently saying that we can still win the title. Is that completely out of the question? Or do they still have a chance of winning the title?
No, it's out of the question. I think they'll finish sorry to be blunt, but yeah, I think it's out of the question. I don't think they'll win the title. I think it's possible they could finish in the top four, but I would expect that maybe to be as a result of Chelsea dropping off and maybe Spurs dropping off. I'm not sure if it would be as a result of a massive improvement in Arsenal. They just seem to make the same mistakes every single summer. Why do they let player contracts run down? And that's where Arsenal need a director of football or a sporting director, because that's a sign of neglect. I don't see what else it can be. I mean, Arsene Wenger, if his job is coaching that team, over the last 10 years, they've let about half of their good players leave because of contract situations. Now, Alexis Sanchez stayed this summer, but he's going to leave next summer because of a contract situation. And Ozil will probably leave as well. So there's two more players. And Oxlade-Chamberlain's gone as well because of a contract situation. So they just he needs a bit of help. And that's, again, where we compare to Ferguson. He didn't bring in a director of football, but around 2004-2005 he realised that he needed defensive help, and he brought in Carlos Queiroz, who actually I think is often understated as one of the biggest developments in Manchester United's last kind of act under Ferguson. That last 10 years was him bringing that in. Wenger doesn't do the same. He needs a defensive coach as well, or he's ignoring Steve Bould, who is their defensive coach, and they need a director of football. But he's come so stubborn and oblivious to everything going on that he'll just continue.
No, Neil, Arsenal won't win the Premier League title.
I wasn't saying they would. It's that thing where he's got to say it, though, because if you're an Arsenal fan and you see your manager being interviewed and he says, no, we can't win the title full out, would you be annoyed? Or would you rather your manager was realistic? Maybe, I mean, I don't know, because obviously they're still a massive club.
Arsenal fan TV would be a hoot if he came out and said, no, we
can't
win the title.
Well, that's it. So maybe he knows, but... I mean, is it that thing where he is just untouchable then? Can he not be removed? Is he so embedded in the kind of Arsenal kind of business side of things that he's going to be here until he decides?
That's a key thing. I'll let Stefan come in here, but business, it's all down to money.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, unfortunately, the people that own Arsenal are there to make money out of it. And more often than not in the business world, you know, stability and consistency equals profits. And as long as Arsenal can keep finishing the top four, I know they didn't last season, but if they can, if he doesn't this season, top four, then there might be genuine concern from the top brass. But besides that, I think as long as they keep winning money, they keep making money, keep profiting in the Premier League, then he's still going to stay around.
I guess kind of like just to look at Wenger then, how is his tenure going to end at Arsenal? Is it going to end happily or is it going to end this season? Do you guys have any, I mean, obviously you don't have any insider information, but what would you think is going to happen at this stage?
Now I think it's not going to end well for him. I think last season was the point, as I've said already, for him to end it quite nicely with a trophy. I mean, obviously it's very difficult to predict who's going to win the cup competitions, but Arsenal have won, two of the last three FA Cups. To win 3 out of 4 is going to be even more difficult. So I think he's missed his chance. And I think if Arsenal don't finish in the top four this season, I think there could be a mutual agreement between the two. I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually a clause in his contract, the new two-year deal, that if they miss out in the Champions League this season, then he won't be there to take charge next season.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing now is the slow but steady decline of Arsene Wenger. It's not going to end in some blades of glory. It's going to end in a whimper. And in the short term, it's going to be quite depressing. But I think history will look back on him. Arsenal fans will always cherish what he did for the club. And like in all things in football, there'll be a fickle, angry response at first. And then maybe in 5 or 6 years, we'll look back and think, OK, he actually did a good job.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.